FHE. Special Witness. Joseph the Seer. By Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Did you know that Elder Neil A. Maxwell likes to play tennis and to read? He also loves the prophet Joseph Smith and bears testimony of him. Young Joseph was told that his name would be both good and evil spoken of throughout the world. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 33. Yet his contemporary religious leaders, then much better known than Joseph, have faded into the footnotes of history, while the work of Joseph Smith grows constantly. In a prophetic father's blessing, given in December 1834 to Joseph Smith, Jr., Father Smith confirmed upon young Joseph, "Thy God has called thee by name out of the heavens to do a work in this generation which no other man would do as thyself." The ancient Joseph, in Old Testament times, looked after his posterity in the last days and sought diligently to know who would bring the word of the Lord to them. And his eyes beheld thee, my son, Joseph Smith, Jr. His heart rejoiced, and his soul was satisfied. Young Joseph also heard his father promise, "Thou shalt like to do the work which the Lord shall command thee." See 2 Nephi chapter 3, verse 8. Was Joseph imperfect like other prophets? Of course. Surely Joseph could identify with these words of an ancient prophet, which he translated, "Condemn me not because of mine imperfection, neither my father because of his imperfection, but rather give thanks unto God that he hath made manifest unto you our imperfections, that ye may learn to be more wise than we have been." Mormon chapter 9, verse 31. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 67, verse 5. Did Joseph experience the same anxieties in carrying out his mission as did other prophets? Indeed, Joseph could understand with what feelings a weary and beset Paul wrote. "For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears." 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 5. See also 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Was Joseph unjustly accused, as were other prophets? Yes. Even unto this very day, fragments of fact are flung at his memory. Paul was accused of being mad or crazy. See Acts chapter 26, verse 24. Even Jesus himself was accused of being a winebibber or drunkard, of being possessed of a devil, and of being mad. See Matthew chapter 11, verse 19. And John chapter 10, verse 20. Yet in the midst of all these things, as promised, Joseph loved the work to which he had been called, as was promised Joseph in an 1834 father's blessing. "Thousands and tens of thousands shall come to a knowledge of the truth through thy ministry, and thou shalt rejoice with them in the celestial kingdom. And thou shalt stand on Mount Zion when the tribes of Jacob come shouting from the north, and with thy brethren, the sons of Ephraim, crown them in the name of Jesus Christ." Therefore, my young brothers and sisters, I have no hesitancy, only gladness in declaring my everlasting admiration for Joseph the seer. I thank the Father for providing such a seer. I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for calling, directing, and tutoring Joseph. See Ensign, November 1983, pages 54 through 56. End of the article, Special Witness, Joseph the Seer, by Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. FHE.